Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Some time ago, I was waiting in line at my bank at Bremerton, Washington. There was one thing about waiting in line. You are never alone. Unfortunately, however, you seldom have the opportunity to choose with whom you wait. As I stood there waiting in line, the woman in front of me, she was beside herself. She had waited too long, at least according to her schedule. She was fidgeting, cranking her head from one side to the other, looking for more bank tellers to get this show on the road. She almost demanded that the loan officer become a teller. Any warm body loosely connected to the bank would have done, I shudder to think. But what would have happened if the janitor had wandered by? Well, while this was going on, she was all over the place. And it was my responsibility, my job, to hold her place in line. I didn't mind. Got her away from me. Eventually, however, her time came. It was her time, and she went up to the counter mumbling, grumbling, complaining the whole way. And lo and behold, she gets up to the counter. She's not ready. She has failed to fill out her deposit slip. She has not endorsed her check. She's not even sure how she wants to direct her funds. The teller would have made St. Teresa proud. My thoughts would have made her blush. All of that waiting, all of that time, and she wasn't ready. You know, there are many things for which we have to wait. Wait in line at the bank. Wait for your food at the restaurant. Wait for the mail. Wait for your grades. Wait for the weather to change. Wait for payday. Wait for the preacher to get to the point. Yeah. Waiting is not easy. But you would think, after waiting for a long time, that we would at least be ready when the time comes. And so Zephaniah, the prophet, after having prophesied the judgment, the exile upon Judah and the city of Jerusalem, after having pronounced judgment upon the enemies of Judah, after even having predicted the conversion of the Gentiles, then Zephaniah proclaims restoration and joy for the people of Judah. He said, on that day, at that time, but what day? What time? Zephaniah, in true prophet fashion, fails to fill in those blanks. Judah will soon be going into exile. The holy temple will lie in ruins as they groan under the burden of the Babylonians. The holy city and its holy mountain will be inhabited by unholy people, for God will have given them over to their enemies for their unfaithfulness. And from the ghettos of Babylon, they will cast their longing eyes toward the promised land, remembering, recalling, reminiscing, waiting. Because Zephaniah said, on that day, at that time, on that day it will be said to Jerusalem, fear not, O Zion, do not let your hands grow weak, for the Lord your God is in your midst, the mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will exult over you with loud singing on that day. And so the people of Judah will wait for that day. Well, my friends, there are many things for which we have to wait. But this is not one of them. Oh, there are times, there are days when we feel overwhelmed. Days when the oppressors are gloating over their victories. There are days when the waters are rising up to our neck. There are days when we fear the worst and expect the least. There are days. But Zephaniah's proclamation of hope for the people of Judah is a proclamation of our reality. That which they waited for, those faithful Old Testament people of God, their holy not yet, is a now for us. For the Lord God has kept his promises. He has fulfilled his covenantal promises. He has sent the Mighty One into our midst. Fear not. The Mighty One who will save us has come, and the enemies are scattered. The oppressors are overwhelmed. Sin, death, and Satan no longer have power over us. Sing aloud, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Israel. Rejoice and exult with all your heart, daughter of Jerusalem. Oh, I know that we too live still an hour not yet as we await the advent, the final coming of our Lord. Now there is no escaping the simul justus epicater of this veil of tears, but we have the joy of the now, for the Lord is in our midst. Emmanuel. On that day, at that time, what day? This day. In Jesus' name, amen.